At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Personality NLP Astrology Case Study for Ravi. Ascendant Punarvasu Cancer. Ravi's ascendant lies in Punarvasu within the sign of Cancer, giving him a presence that is both emotionally resonant and quietly resilient. Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter, brings qualities of restoration, cyclical renewal, and philosophical integration. In Cancer, this translates to a deeply feeling-based psyche, one that intuitively seeks inner equilibrium and emotional coherence, particularly after disruption. Ravi likely carries an energy that softens or recenters the emotional tone of environments, a presence that does not force clarity, but gradually guides things back to truth through calm, intuitive responsiveness. From an NLP perspective, this rising sign suggests a blend of kinesthetic and auditory digital processing. Ravi likely processes the world through felt sense cues, how something lands in his body, what emotional tone it carries, and cross-references that with internal symbolic or emotional logic. His first instinct is not to judge or define, but to sense and restore. This makes him especially attuned to what is unspoken, misaligned, or emotionally off rhythm in his environment. His attention direction is predominantly self-oriented, not in the sense of ego, but in that Ravi filters everything through inner emotional calibration. If something feels off, he knows it immediately, not through analysis, but through sensation. He may not always verbalize this, but he adjusts his behavior, tone, or presence based on this subtle sensing. Others may feel safe around him without knowing why. His nervous system often works like a tuning fork, restoring emotional tone for those around him. His motivation direction is mixed, away from emotional tension and fragmentation, and towards emotional peace, belonging, and symbolic resonance. Punarvasu brings a regenerative quality. Ravi may repeatedly return to places, people, or ideas to complete the loop, heal the wound, or integrate the insight. He is not escapist, but rhythmic, preferring environments that honor cycles, rest, and intuitive pacing over constant motion. His frame of reference is deeply internal, especially in moments of decision, initiation, or new engagement. He doesn't rely on surface cues. He checks inside for resonance. This gives him a subtle, consistent inner compass, one that may seem passive on the outside, but is actively self-adjusting, self-harmonizing, and emotionally updating behind the scenes. His action style is reactive with emotionally guided initiation. Ravi does not force action. He waits for emotional and symbolic conditions to settle into alignment. When they do, he acts with softness but clarity. His movement through life has a restorative pace. He brings things back to center, not through speed, but through timing, tone, and inner truth. Altogether, Punarvasu rising in Cancer gives Ravi a core pattern of emotional intelligence, rhythmic healing, and symbolic sensing. His NLP drives reflect someone who leads with internal resonance, process-oriented stillness, and quiet spiritual coherence, a presence that doesn't disrupt, but gently realigns others and himself toward a deeper emotional center. Second house, K2 in Maga, Leo. Ravi's second house, the domain of voice, values, speech, security, and personal connection to lineage and resources, contains K2 in Maga, placed in Leo. This placement brings a karmic signature of inherited authority, ancestral memory, and conscious detachment from material or familial identity roles. Maga, ruled by K2 itself, is a nakshatra tied to lineage, legacy, and regal stewardship. And with K2 here, Ravi likely carries an unconscious command of value systems, vocal tone, and presence that others recognize, even if he doesn't actively assert it. However, K2 also disconnects or simplifies, suggesting that while Ravi may have access to ancestral wisdom, he does not seek to embody it in conventional or egoic ways. From an NLP standpoint, this placement supports a general to specific and auditory digital processing style in areas of speech, value formation, and financial flow. Ravi may sense overarching patterns or truths about worth, structure, or influence, but prefers to distill these into subtle, minimalist expressions. His speech is likely measured, coded, or ceremonial, not in volume, but in depth and intentional resonance. He does not speak often to be heard. He speaks to mark truth, complete karma, or offer quiet restoration. His motivation direction in this house is predominantly away from superficiality, financial display, or identity roles tied to inheritance or performance. Ketu in Leo suggests a detachment from traditional expressions of confidence, pride, or recognition. Ravi may in fact strip away what others build up, especially when it comes to ego, legacy pressure, or inherited expectation. He may feel deeply at odds with family systems that prize status or control, and instead cultivate a quiet, inner-defined sense of sufficiency and value. His frame of reference is completely internal, especially around speech, truth-telling, and resource alignment. He likely operates with a private moral code or symbolic structure that governs how and when he uses his voice or engages with systems of value. This internal compass makes him unusually resistant to persuasion or praise. If it doesn't resonate inwardly, he lets it go. He may also instinctively undermine praise that feels performative or inauthentic, preferring simplicity over grandiosity. His action style in the second house is reactive with subtractive refinement. Ketu doesn't add noise, it removes distortion. Ravi may revise how he speaks, disengage from financially bloated systems, or pull back from family dynamics that no longer serve his energetic clarity. His value system is one of essentialism. He wants only what is real, clean, and energetically precise. This often translates to measured speech, modest lifestyle choices, and reverent silence around things others make loud. In terms of voice and speech, Ravi likely speaks with a subtle regality, whether conscious or not. Maga gives him vocal weight, and Ketu filters out what is unnecessary, making him someone who may remain silent for long stretches, only to say one line that changes the entire tone of a conversation. His power lies not in volume, but in energetic authority, the sense that when he speaks, he is speaking not just from himself, but on behalf of a deeper, inherited clarity. Altogether, Ketu and Maga in the second house gives Ravi a value system and voice that is ancestral, minimalist, and unconcerned with external validation. His NLP drives in this house reflect a person who communicates with precision, internal resonance, and karmic authority. Someone who does not chase security or status, but instead moves through life honoring the quiet wisdom of what has already been lived and choosing only what remains clean after the legacy has been burned away. Fourth house, Moon in Swati, Ravi's fourth house, the sphere of emotional grounding, inner rhythm, home life, and operational behavior, contains the Moon in Swati, placed in Libra. This is a placement of internal movement, emotional refinement, and relational calibration, where Ravi's emotional base is shaped by a deep desire for internal balance and subtle autonomy. Swati, ruled by Rahu, is a nakshatra associated with independence, adaptability, and the power of the wind. It seeks freedom, but not through rebellion, rather through gentle dispersal, movement, and energetic clarity. In Libra, a Venusian sign, the moon seeks harmony, rhythm, and beauty. Yet with Swati's airy nature, Ravi's emotional center is in motion, needing space and psychological openness to stabilize. From an NLP standpoint, this placement supports a kinesthetic and visual symbolic processing style in Ravi's inner world. He likely processes feelings through movement, internal pacing, and subtle spatial emotional cues. His sense of comfort or security is rarely fixed. He may shift between emotional states like air currents, tracking internal symmetry, adjusting his relational and physical environments to match an unspoken internal tone. The home, literal or symbolic, must feel fluid, fair, and energetically breathable, rather than closed, rigid, or heavy. His motivation direction in the fourth house is primarily away from emotional entrapment, intensity, or imposed closeness, and towards balance, elegance, and soft independence. Ravi seeks emotional peace, but not at the cost of personal movement. He likely prefers relationships and domestic rhythms that allow space within connection, an emotional presence that is quiet, responsive, and free of emotional cling. He may leave environments or relationships that feel emotionally dense, seeking lightness over drama, and subtle relational coherence over overt emotionality. His frame of reference in this domain is deeply internal, but Swati introduces variability. Ravi may appear externally balanced while quietly sorting through emotional winds inside, often needing solitude or symbolic aesthetic practices, e.g. music, open space, beauty rituals, to return to equilibrium. He values fairness and mutual respect within his emotional core and instinctively distances himself from emotional imbalance, even before naming it consciously. His action style in emotional and domestic matters is reactive with soft correction. He may not confront directly, but instead shift his energy, withdraw quietly, or make small adjustments in tone, routine, or space. With the moon in Swati, Ravi's behavior is less about dramatic action and more about fine-tuning, changing the tempo, adjusting the wind, opening a window rather than knocking down a wall. This gives him a kind of elegant emotional intelligence, capable of reshaping a space or relationship without force. In terms of operational style, Ravi functions best in environments that are aesthetically harmonious, energetically clean, and non-intrusive. He needs emotional room to move, both physically and psychologically, and thrives when allowed to navigate emotional states intuitively without being boxed in by rigid expectations. His loyalty is not shown through attachment, but through relational grace and rhythmic reliability. When he's trusted to find his own emotional pace, he gives back stability in return. Altogether, Moon in Swati in the fourth house gives Ravi an emotional center that is aerodynamic, relationally responsive, and aesthetically refined. His NLP drives in this domain reflect a person who senses emotion in motion, values internal balance over overt expression, and seeks comfort through space, tone, and rhythmic beauty, rather than intensity or security narratives. He is not here to cling or contain. He is here to breathe through emotion, refine energy, and quietly stabilize the winds within. Fifth house, Venus in Jeshtha Scorpio house, which governs personal intelligence, memory, creativity, self-expression, and the emotional tone behind what is shared, holds Venus in Jeshtha, placed in Scorpio. This is a powerful and private placement, suggesting that Ravi's inner creativity and personal style of love, expression, and learning is filtered through emotional depth, protective discernment, and psychological complexity. Jeshtha, ruled by Mercury, is a nakshatra of seniority, guarded wisdom, and inner authority. And when Venus is placed here in Scorpio, it points to someone who is intimate but cautious, creative yet non-performative, and wired to test before trust in all forms of emotional and expressive output. From an NLP perspective, this placement aligns with a kinesthetic and auditory tonal processing style. Ravi likely experiences personal joy and emotional memory as something sensory, visceral, and hidden beneath layers of control or reserve. He may have a rich internal world of aesthetics, emotion, and symbolic association, but he will rarely expose it fully. When he does express, it comes out with emotional impact, layered tone, and often a strong intuitive undertow, affecting others deeply, even when the expression itself is minimal. His motivation direction in this house is primarily away from exposure, manipulation, or unearned intimacy, and towards self-protected vulnerability, meaningful connection, and emotionally intelligent expression. Venus in Scorpio values what is felt but not flaunted. Ravi likely avoids superficial shows of affection, favoring deep, loyal, and psychologically bonded forms of creative or romantic connection. He creates and remembers through intensity. And once someone or something touches him emotionally, the memory does not fade easily. His frame of reference is internal and caution-based, particularly in the realms of love, learning, and emotional risk. Ravi likely carries a personal value system around who he shares his creative or emotional world with, and will instinctively test trustworthiness before opening up. He doesn't believe in love or loyalty until it's proven through time, silence, and stress. His learning style may reflect this too, preferring slow integration, deep internalization, and symbolic repetition over fast learning or outward performance. His action style in fifth house matters is reactive with selective engagement. Venus in Jeshtha is watchful. Ravi doesn't initiate affection, creativity, or self-expression easily. But when the conditions feel emotionally secure, he becomes deeply generous, protective, and intensely loyal in how he gives. In love, mentoring, or creative teaching roles, he is likely to see others' psychological depth quickly and respond in a way that feels both confronting and healing. His learning and expressive preference is one-on-one or symbolically encoded environments where emotional privacy is respected and depth is welcome. He may struggle in flashy, fast, or emotionally noisy environments, preferring situations that allow him to unfold his creative rhythm in silence, then deliver something intensely beautiful, symbolic, and resonant when he's ready. Altogether, Venus and Jeshtha in the fifth house gives Ravi a creative and emotional signature that is reserved, magnetic, psychologically sensitive, and deeply loyal. His NLP drives here reflect a person who learns and expresses through quiet intensity, emotional safety, and symbolic refinement. Someone who is not here to entertain, but to protect the sacred space of self-expression and share it only when the emotional ground is tested, trusted, and true. Sixth house, Saturn in Mula and Sun in Purva Ashada, Sagittarius. Ravi's sixth house, the realm of work habits, discipline, service, behavioral response to pressure, and karmic refinement, holds Saturn in Mula and Sun in Purva Ashada, both in Sagittarius. This combination places the disciplinarian, Saturn, and the core identity, Sun, in a domain of structured effort, under two intense, truth-oriented nakshatras that emphasize deep transformation, principled clarity, and evolutionary service. Mula, ruled by Ketu, is about uprooting false structures, and Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, is about purification through inner victory. Together, they create a temperament that is built to serve truth, strip away illusion, and realign through deliberate, conscious effort. From an NLP standpoint, this dual placement brings a powerful auditory, digital, and kinesthetic style in work and behavior. Ravi processes pressure through internal symbolic frameworks, often deconstructing experiences down to their philosophical or structural roots before acting. He likely feels pressure physically, but responds through logic, rhythm, and timing, not reaction. With Saturn in Mula, his work style is minimalist, serious, and focused on structural correction. With Sun in Purva Ashada, his identity is built on ethical delivery and principled clarity, especially in moments of challenge. His motivation direction in this house is away from disorder, moral inconsistency, and performance without purpose, and strongly towards truth alignment, behavioral integrity, and purposeful contribution. Ravi doesn't work just to complete tasks. He needs to know that the system makes sense ethically, symbolically, and practically. If it doesn't, he's likely to quietly dismantle and rebuild, often starting from the root. There's little tolerance here for superficiality. He is wired to refine and purify systems through conscious, often solitary effort. His frame of reference in service and work is dominantly internal, especially under pressure. He filters through inner codes of conduct, value structures, and philosophical checks, not external expectations. The Saturn-Mula dynamic brings an inner realist, someone who is suspicious of untested ideals and driven to verify through lived experience. The Sun-Purva Ashada blend gives him pride in doing what's right, even when it's difficult. He thrives on service that restores coherence. His action style in the sixth is reactive with long view discipline. He may pause before engaging, but once he sees what must be done, he commits deeply, with structural focus and emotional detachment. Saturn in Mula doesn't flinch from hard truths, it seeks them. The Sun in Purva Ashada adds grace under pressure, a quiet leadership that acts without needing praise, especially when others avoid discomfort. Ravi may become the anchor in work settings, the one who calmly does what others avoid, especially when ethics are at stake. His operational and work preference is towards solo or principle-driven proximity, especially in systems that value clarity over volume, integrity over charm, and structure over speed. He's not likely to thrive in fast-paced, emotionally erratic environments, but place him in a system that needs to be restructured, purified, or ethically realigned, and he will methodically restore its spine. Altogether, Saturn in Mula and Sun in Purva Ashada in the sixth house give Ravi a karmic signature of purposeful service, quiet leadership, and principled behavioral refinement. His NLP drives here reveal someone who does not perform under pressure. He aligns, stabilizes, and purifies, acting from ethical gravity rather than reactive ego. He is here not to serve loudly, but to reforge systems silently, clearing the weeds, restoring rhythm, and anchoring reality where others avoid the work. Seventh house, Mercury in Uttara Ashada Capricorn, Ravi's seventh house, the domain of one-on-one partnerships, relational contracts, mirroring, and interpersonal behavior, contains Mercury in Uttara Ashada, placed in Capricorn. This configuration reveals a relational psyche that is pragmatic, clear-thinking, and rhythmically structured, especially in how Ravi communicates and collaborates. Mercury, the planet of logic, speech, and perception, in the seventh house makes Ravi naturally attuned to dialogue-based relating. But in Capricorn, his communication is measured, precise, and rooted in function over flair. With Uttara Ashada, a nakshatra ruled by the sun and associated with victory through ethical consistency and long-term commitment, Ravi brings a tone of relational maturity, verbal accountability, and strategic calm into every connection. From an NLP perspective, this placement supports a strong auditory digital and auditory tonal profile in one-on-one settings. Ravi tracks what is said, how it is said, and what the unspoken logical structure behind the speech reveals. He may not speak often in partnership, but when he does, it's with clarity, gravity, and purpose. He likely excels in verbal de-escalation, behavioral analysis, and structured dialogue, especially when tensions arise. This is not about emotional processing. It's about functional alignment and truth-based interaction. His motivation direction in relationships is primarily away from emotional instability, immaturity, or chaotic dynamics, and towards integrity, reliability, and clear communication. Mercury in Capricorn is not looking for emotional performance. It values mutual responsibility, rhythm, and shared execution. Ravi likely approaches relationships like a dialogue of builders. Both parties must know what they're constructing, communicate honestly, and adjust responsibly when structures weaken. His frame of reference is internal, with a consistent mental filter, checking for coherence, logic, and respect in tone. He is not easily swayed by emotional appeals or dramatic behavior. Instead, he tracks patterns in language, behavior, and silence. Mercury in Uttara Ashada gives him the ability to hold a line over time, and he may be the one in a relationship who insists on returning to the original agreement, ethical baseline, or shared purpose when others lose track. His action style in the seventh is proactive through communication, but with a delay filter. He may wait until the right moment, gather all the information, then deliver a precise statement that realigns the entire relational structure. He does not flood conversations with words. He offers targeted correction or grounded clarity, often acting as the verbal anchor in close dynamics. In terms of partnership preference, Ravi likely does best in relationships where roles are clear, emotional tones are respectful, and communication is rooted in shared goals. He may not be drawn to overly romantic or performative dynamics. Instead, he thrives in quietly loyal, structured partnerships, where mutual commitment is demonstrated through reliability, shared projects, or moral clarity. Altogether, Mercury in Uttara Ashada in the seventh house gives Ravi a relational intelligence that is methodical, ethically grounded, and verbally discerning. His NLP drives in this domain reflect someone who connects through functionally intelligent dialogue, not emotional noise. Someone who seeks clarity, commitment, and calm accountability in all close ties. He is here to build partnerships that speak the truth, hold their shape under pressure, and evolve through shared responsibility rather than romantic fog. Eighth house, Rahu and Shatabisha Aquarius. Ravi's eighth house, the realm of deep psychological transformation, vulnerability, shared energy, secrecy, and karmic evolution, contains Rahu and Shatabisha placed in Aquarius. This is a bold, intellectually charged, and energetically disruptive placement, pointing to a soul that is driven to explore hidden systems, emotional detachment, and psychic decoding. The eighth house is already where old structures collapse and deeper truths are uncovered. And with Rahu, the north node of obsession, innovation, and karmic hunger, in Shatabisha, a nakshatra ruled by Rahu itself and associated with healing through isolation, systems correction, and the power of pattern disruption, Ravi is designed to transform himself and others through mental deconstruction and energetic recalibration. From an NLP standpoint, this placement reflects a dominant auditory, digital, and dissociative symbolic processing pattern in domains of intimacy, trust, transformation, and energy exchange. Ravi likely handles emotional intensity by zooming out, analyzing structure, or exiting to observe. He may appear emotionally neutral in crisis, but underneath, he's tracking energetic patterns, power imbalances, and hidden motivations. Shatabisha's symbolic power gives him a capacity to diagnose subtle psychological dynamics, often without verbal input, using pattern breaks, silence, or systems language. His motivation direction in the eighth is strongly away from entanglement, uncontrolled emotion, or vulnerability without structure, and towards mental sovereignty, energetic autonomy, and psychic clarity. Rahu here pushes him to explore taboo or shadow territory, but in ways that are cerebral, detached, and geared toward reform or healing, not emotional immersion. He may be drawn to roles that involve energetic systems work, psychological decoding, or karmic analysis, especially where he can operate behind the scenes. His frame of reference is firmly internal, especially around intimacy, power, and emotional risk. He is unlikely to ask others for validation when navigating crisis. Instead, he uses symbolic logic and internal energetic cues to decide when to stay, when to detach, and when to intervene. Rahu in Aquarius gives him an experimental and futuristic lens. He often processes experiences through frameworks that are outside the emotional norm, preferring systems-based logic to raw affect. His action style in the eighth is reactive with disruptive precision. He doesn't act emotionally. He acts when the system fails, the pattern reveals itself, or the truth becomes too distorted to ignore. His actions may feel sudden or radical to others, but for Ravi, they are the result of silent tracking and internal resolution. He is unlikely to tolerate long-term energetic imbalance, and when he moves, it's often to break the system, clean the field, or reset the dynamic entirely. In terms of trust and emotional intimacy, Ravi is both curious and cautious. Shatabisha is the healer through separation, and Rahu intensifies the need to understand before merging. He may avoid deep vulnerability until the energetic space feels structurally safe. And even then, he prefers interactions that are clean, logically coherent, and based on mutual awareness, not projection or emotional blur. Altogether, Rahu and Shatabisha in the eighth house gives Ravi a transformational and psychological profile that is mentally potent, energetically diagnostic, and karmically reformative. His NLP drives here reflect a person who does not do crisis the usual way. He maps, tracks, and clears. He is not here to merge emotionally. He is here to decode the field, repair what's misaligned, and rewrite the rules of power and connection from a place of structured energetic truth. Ninth house, Mars and Ravati, Pisces. Ravi's ninth house, the domain of higher truth, personal philosophy, spiritual orientation, and long-range belief systems, contains Mars and Ravati, placed in Pisces. This is a placement of spiritually driven action, intuitive belief, and purpose-led motion, where Ravi's willpower and philosophical stance are filtered through compassionate drive, symbolic timing, and psychic intuition. Ravati, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the shepherd's drum, is associated with completion, protection, and divine guidance. In Pisces, Mars becomes less linear and more visionary. Ravi's beliefs are not formed through logic alone, but through energetic sensing, mystical tracking, and ethical impulse. From an NLP perspective, this placement reflects a unique blend of kinesthetic and dissociative visual symbolic processing when it comes to philosophy, vision, and truth-seeking. Ravi likely senses belief and purpose through emotional undertone, symbolic coherence, and inner intuitive rhythm. Mars here does not argue over doctrine. It acts in alignment with unseen but deeply felt inner cues, often motivated by a felt need to restore, guide, or move toward the sacred. He may appear passive on the surface, but internally he holds a quiet fire of devotion that propels him toward action when spiritual truth demands it. His motivation direction in the ninth is strongly towards transcendence, spiritual alignment, and intuitive mission, and away from rigidity, dogma, or disconnected authority. Mars in Pisces does not respond to coercive systems or externally imposed frameworks. Ravi must feel the symbolic integrity of a belief before engaging with it. If the philosophy isn't energetically clean or spiritually consistent, he will either resist it quietly or dissolve his involvement altogether. His frame of reference in this area is profoundly internal. He follows his own compass of spiritual timing, trusting synchronicity, energetic resonance, and subtle omens more than external doctrine. He likely holds a personal, evolving belief system, not rigid, but deeply integrated, and may carry a warrior archetype expressed through silence, poetry, or service, rather than debate or declaration. What guides him is not theory, but mystically embodied alignment. His action style in the ninth is reactive with soulful initiation. He does not act on principle alone. He waits for an inner convergence of purpose, emotional certainty, and symbolic readiness. When that comes, he moves with strength and compassion, often surprising others with decisive, spiritually charged action that seems to arise from nowhere. He may act on behalf of the collective or a cause greater than himself, but only when the signal is clear within. In terms of learning, teaching, and belief alignment, Ravi prefers fluid, intuitive, and experiential modalities. He is unlikely to thrive in dry academic or dogmatic spiritual systems. Instead, he absorbs truth through symbol, movement, personal myth, and embodied experience. He may also possess healing or guiding instincts, particularly when leading others through transitions, closures, or symbolic completions. Altogether, Mars in Ravati in the ninth house gives Ravi a philosophical and spiritual engine that is quietly forceful, intuitively aligned, and guided by completion energy. His NLP drives in this domain reveal a person who acts not for glory, but for sacred timing, and who lives by inner conviction encoded through myth, rhythm, and subtle visionary resonance. He is here not to preach, but to move as guided, with compassion, clarity, and soul-fired intent, on behalf of a truth only he can feel. Chuch 11th house, Jupiter in Kritika, Ravi's 11th house, the domain of long-term goals, social contribution, peer networks, and systems-based belonging, contains Jupiter in Kritika, placed in Taurus. This is a placement of ethical refinement, value-driven guidance, and disciplined influence within collective systems. Jupiter in the 11th suggests a capacity to hold and share visionary frameworks for the benefit of groups. And in Taurus, a Venus-ruled sign of form, worth, and stability, Ravi's contributions to community are measured, constructive, and anchored in principle. Kritika, ruled by the Sun, adds a cutting, clarifying, and purifying quality to how he teaches, mentors, or guides, making his role within networks that of the ethical filter or truth setter. From an NLP perspective, this placement supports a combination of auditory, digital, and kinesthetic processing in social and visionary environments. Ravi likely filters group energy through internal value calibration, checking not only for functional alignment, but for moral and energetic clarity. Jupiter gives him an expansive viewpoint, but Kritika cuts, meaning he may speak truth that disrupts before it comforts, offering refined critique and high standards that challenge others to clean their signal or purpose. His presence in group context is not loud, but morally weighty and energetically discerning. His motivation direction in the 11th is clearly away from diluted values, superficial ambition, or system clutter, and towards clean collective structure, meaningful purpose, and integrity-based networks. Ravi is not motivated by popularity or mass approval. Instead, he is drawn to systems, teams, or long-term goals that support real value and lived wisdom. He may also serve as a quiet philosophical filter in collective contexts, helping define which ideas, contributions, or movements deserve to endure. His frame of reference here is deeply internal and standard-based. Jupiter in Taurus doesn't move unless the path feels solid. Kritika ensures that Ravi's internal measuring stick is sharp. In collective settings, he evaluates people and patterns based on their consistency, truth tone, and usefulness, not surface appeal. If a goal or group loses its ethical structure, he may disengage quietly or restructure from within. His action style in 11th house matters is proactive through grounding and clarification. He builds community not by charisma, but by offering principled frameworks and value systems that others can trust. Critica adds a corrective fire. Ravi may challenge beliefs or initiatives that are out of alignment, but always with the intention to purify, stabilize, and elevate the field. His influence grows over time, not from showmanship, but from consistent value transmission. In terms of networks and long-term goals, Ravi functions best in ethically coherent, slow-growth, value-oriented ecosystems. Circles where quality trumps trend, and where truth matters more than hierarchy. He is unlikely to thrive in chaotic or opportunistic group structures, but becomes deeply reliable in spaces that invite ritual, grounding, refinement, and principled expansion. Altogether, Jupiter in Critica in the 11th house gives Ravi a role as a truth refiner, value curator, and system stabilizer within group and visionary contexts. His NLP drives here reflect someone who guides not through hype, but through principled discernment, structured generosity, and a fierce inner standard that quietly helps collective spaces grow clean, strong, and worth belonging to. Overall, NLP drives for Ravi. Ravi's NLP system is structured around a unique balance of internal resonance, principled refinement, symbolic sensing, and relational detachment with depth. Across his chart, his planetary placement suggests someone who is emotionally tuned, but not easily swayed, driven by timing rather than urgency, and committed to truth over performance. His system is built to detect invisible imbalance and correct it, not through force, but through precision, rhythm, and ethically encoded presence. He leads not from the front, but from the center of clarity, allowing others to align themselves by simply observing his tone. His primary processing styles are auditory digital, kinesthetic, and visual symbolic. The moon in Swati and Mars in Rivati give him a highly sensitive body-mind system that moves in subtle rhythms, responding to energetic cues, emotional tone, and symbolic truth. Mercury and Jupiter placements refine his verbal and value filters, making him someone who speaks only when alignment is present. He processes complexity through internal pacing, measured response, and symbolic evaluation, never jumping on surface data. He integrates through stillness, pattern recognition, and emotionally guided filtration. His motivation direction is a consistent away from distortion, noise, and emotional imbalance, and towards clean structure, spiritual alignment, and long-range meaning. Whether working, 6th house Saturn and Sun, connecting, 7th house Mercury, or transforming, 8th house Rahu, Ravi responds to internal dissonance as a signal to pause or rework the field. He's not running from discomfort, he's refining through it. His system is built to move only when emotional and ethical signals align, and to do so with still precision rather than reactive force. His frame of reference is almost entirely internal. Ravi filters every engagement, be it relational, professional, or philosophical, through an inward truth check. This makes him appear calm, sometimes quiet, but deeply principled. He does not rely on others to tell him what is real. His compass is built from symbolic layering, karmic clarity, and experiential verification. He trusts his body and symbolic mind before he trusts consensus or protocol. His chunking style blends general to specific in group and philosophical contexts, and specific to general in emotional or behavioral domains. In group or goal-setting situations, he begins with a sense of the energetic field or symbolic pattern, then moves toward tactical refinement. In emotionally complex spaces, he tracks detail, tone, pause, gesture, and reconstructs the bigger meaning. His mind prefers structural cleanliness, relational symmetry, and symbolic clarity, especially under pressure. His action style is reactive with precise intervention. Ravi is not impulsive, but when truth is clear, he moves directly. Mars in Rivati and Saturn in Mula indicate a system that waits patiently, observes energetically, and acts only when the internal signal calls for it. His movements are measured, often understated, but create ripples that reset the energetic tone of the system or space. He doesn't seek reaction. He initiates correction. His preferred working and relational environment is quiet, structured, symbolically rich, and emotionally breathable. Ravi thrives in settings where integrity is honored, boundaries are clean, and rhythm is valued over speed. He does not belong in reactive, loud, or emotionally incoherent spaces. His best contributions arise in environments that allow solitude, high trust proximity, and philosophical depth. Altogether, Ravi's NLP architecture is built for symbolic alignment, karmic editing, and precision-guided contribution. He doesn't move often, but when he does, it's with measured clarity and subtle force. His purpose is not to lead loudly or serve visibly, but to refine the energetic, emotional, and ethical field, making it just a little more coherent, more true, and more aligned than before he entered it.